for its Western allies to send tanks to help Ukrainian forces battle Russian military that it said has a substantial quantitative advantage in troops, weapons, and military equipment. In a joint statement, Ukraine's Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba and Defense Minister Oleksiy Reznikov expressed gratitude towards 50 countries that have already helped strengthen Ukraine's defenses. Later Thursday, Kuleba addressed world leaders via video link at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, and said he was hopeful Germany would soon be allowing allies to provide Ukraine with the country's Leopard battle tanks.
There is not a single reasonable argument why Germany shouldn't do it. We've been through this. We understand how it works. We understand the strategy of Germany to align with the United States. They will do it. It's just a matter of time.
Later Thursday, U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin was in Germany, where he met with new German Defense Minister Boris Pistorius. Speaking to reporters, Austin thanked Germany for its continued support for Ukraine, but made no mention of tanks.
Germany has remained a true friend of the United States and a staunch defender of our allies and values. So we'll continue to support Ukrainian people as they resist Russian aggression and defend their sovereign territory.
The countdown towards a possible U.S. government default and or shutdown has begun. The U.S. Treasury Department projects the federal government will reach its legal borrowing capacity Thursday. It's an artificially imposed cap that lawmakers have increased roughly 80 times since the 1960s. Friction between U.S. President Joe Biden and Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives are raising concerns a spending cap measure agreement can be reached. This is VOA News. Prosecutors in the southwestern U.S. state of New Mexico announced Thursday that actor Alec Baldwin will be charged with involuntary manslaughter in the fatal shooting of a cinematographer on a movie set in 2021. Associated Press correspondent Donna Warder has more.
Cinematographer Helena Hutchins died shortly after being shot during setup for a scene at the ranch on the outskirts of Santa Fe. Actor Alec Baldwin was pointing a pistol at Hutchins when the gun went off, killing her and wounding the director, Joel Sousa. Santa Fe County Sheriff Adon Mendoza, who led the initial investigation, described a degree of neglect on the film set, but he left the decisions about potential criminal charges to prosecutors. The sheriff's report did not specify how live ammunition wound up on the film set. I'm Donna Warder.
Speaking at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, climate activist Greta Thunberg said Thursday the public activism and pressure that she practices is the only way to see real action taken on climate change. During a roundtable discussion between climate campaigners and International Energy Agency head Fatih Birol in Davos, Thunberg said the global energy industry will not act without the kind of pressure that activism brings.
Right now, the changes that we need are not very likely to come from the inside. Rather, I believe they will come from the bottom up, so to speak. Because without public pressure, without massive public pressure from the outside, at least in my experience, these people are going to go as far as they possibly can. As long as they can get away with it, they will continue to invest in fossil fuels. They will continue to throw people under the bus for their own gain.
Thunberg said she and other activists have presented a cease and desist letter to chief executives of energy companies at the Economic Forum, calling on them to stop opening new oil, gas, and coal extraction sites. Thousands of Peruvians, many from the country's southern mining regions, descended on the capital, Lima, Thursday for a major planned march against the government and Congress, angered by more than 50 deaths linked to protests since last month. The clashes marked the worst violence Peru has seen in over 20 years, as many people in the poorer rural regions vent anger at the Lima political elite over inequality and rising prices and testing the copper-rich Andean nation's democratic institutions. Protesters are demanding the resignation of President Dina Boluarte, immediate new elections, a clear out of Congress, and a new constitution to replace a market-friendly one dating back to strongman leader Alberto Fujimori. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.
Hits on VOA 1.
Baby, wanna smoke with me?
Okay.